Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The day and the hour is what's on my mind and hopefully on your mind as well. Guess it depends on the definition you have of whoop-de-doo. Why do you have so much energy in the morning? People always ask me that. You must drink a lot of coffee. No, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
It's just your personality.
It's my personality, charm and personality. Love, da-da-da. Okay, so here we are. Monday, the 21st of August, two-thirds of the way through the month of August. And guess what? Southern California is still there. That's the good news. The bad news is that the meteorological experts got it pretty wrong. And then the news media doubled and tripled up on, oh, it's terrible. Look at the adjectives that were used. Life-threatening. Never before. It was just nonsense.
Not in the last 84 years.
Yeah, and anyway, it was Mexico got worse. It was, as the day went on yesterday, it traveled up from the Baja. It is Hurricane Hillary, or as Mrs. Baldwin would say, Hilaria. It was Hurricane Hilaria. It was hilarious.
Hilaria.
It was Hilaria. So, anyway, the folks in Mexico got wrenched, at least on that side of the country. Southern California braces for flash floods, mudslides, isolated tornadoes, high winds, ay, power outages. First tropical storm that ever has hit the state. That's not true. And so on it goes. What do you want to know what really went on? Well, I guess I could have my daughter on as an expert for Los Angeles and my son. Both of them, when I talked to them last night, said for about an hour and a half it rained pretty hard in Los Angeles County, and then the storm moved to the east and up into Las Vegas. So, if you had a trip that was scheduled, if you were lucky enough to get a free night or two on us or on 541 Travel, and you were there for actually what amounts to today, because it was blowing up there last night and into early in the morning, maybe you can get another day. Maybe you can say, let's get another day out of this.
Yeah, and tell them Tropical Storm Hillary kind of messed it up. It's her fault. Blame her.
Bit. Yeah, right. Blame the lady. 800-419-DOUG, by the way, for your free nights in Las Vegas. All right, so what else came of all of this? It was a dangerous storm. We've had more rain in the same amount of time here. With wind, it's been like almost, when I say here, for those of you who may be new to the program, I'm on a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and it could be that we've had as much rain here over the course of a day or a few hours consistently for the last 3 months. What is it? What, 4 months? Rain. Almost. In May, it rained. Or June was the worst one.
May was that unseasonable frost, that little cold snap. And then June was like, let's just get wet.
Yeah, right. June was, I think there were 4 dry days in June. In July, it was supposed to be much better, and it was a little better. It wasn't much better. August supposed to be better yet. We have had in the forecast clear weather from today through Thursday, and then we're supposed to get on Friday the remnants of this storm, which is traveling in a north-northeasterly direction, it's broken up anyway because of the landmass, and so some of it will get over the Rockies, get into the jet stream, and blow another pile of rain at us on Friday. But till then, other than a shower or two, although it's cloudy here this morning, but as far as Southern California is concerned, warnings of catastrophic and life-threatening flooding. In areas where it's dry, and I'm talking about the desert, the Baja, I was listening to some stuff on Saturday night where people in San Diego had taken all of their porch furniture in and put things away and battened down the hatches probably. I think they had 50-mile-an-hour winds in Palm Springs also down that neck of the woods. But, you know what? They're all lucky. So there will be, as a result of this, and there has been, mud and boulders. The highways that are next to, especially down San Diego County, and as you move up the 5 toward Los Angeles and into Palm Springs, some of the desert communities, you know, where Coachella takes place every year, there is there's a mess there to clean up. I know what happened. Joe Biden showed up. That's why it stopped. Joe Biden, they're surveying the damage. He's on his way to Hawaii, so he can look at what's over there is a mess. And going there, is it psychologically good for the people in Hawaii? I suppose so.
Any president has always visited any location. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I just have the more he's around, the less I like him. It's just so vapid. This was back to the. I don't want to make him the issue. This is, I suppose, maybe a wink and a nod from Mother Nature. What happened and is happening? The whole business. Hawaii was not Mother Nature. Hawaii was human, and it was enhanced.
It's a combination.
Right. Exactly. Wait a minute. Gavin Newsom was on the job. He proclaimed a state of emergency, and then there were people who got evacuated that way because of the emergency from Santa Catalina, which is off the coast of, go to Long Beach and go across there. Remember that old song, 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. I bet you James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, will immediately jump to find that song. Nito, I think it was the Four Preps who did it.
Okay.
So am I making a mockery of all of this? Should I be taking it more seriously? There are people who have been affected negatively by this, and a number of people. I would say more Mexicans have been affected and have dire straits, mostly because the building codes in Mexico are not that stringent. Mm-hmm. So the stuff that gets put up in many of these areas, kind of like cats, and they blow
especially
away.
Because this isn't like, it's not Florida. It's not someplace that they are building to withstand hurricanes. And a lot of times it's not only that those gale force winds, it's also those storm surges. And like you said, the flooding, the areas in the flooding. And is it one of those things, maybe it's just each their own kind of mentality, but a lot of people would say, well, better safe than sorry. I'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. And then you have other people who there's a tornado warning, and they're like, stop interrupting my show that I'm currently watching with your stupid tornado warning.
Right, yeah. Well, I suppose the other side of it is better to be safe than sorry, right? You want to opt on the side of, caution.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just are so full of fear, though, and the trembling voices that you hear, I don't know if I'm going to survive, and stuff like that, which
what they even teach us during fire drills in school of, okay, this is a fire drill, but it's if there was an emergency or whatever, exit in an orderly fashion and stay calm. That's one of the things I always say. In the face of something, be prepared so that you can stay calm.
Yeah. They had 2.5 inches. My daughter lives in a new house, and they had a little one of those for my grandson, Miles, who's fascinated by all this stuff, the nature of it all. So they have a measuring device for rain. And they got about 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, good day. They got about 2.5 inches of rain in about an hour and a half. But they didn't get 10 to 12 inches of rain. I think there are places in Mexico that did, for sure. But what's the news here? The news is that pretty much it's over. And how much did it affect people? It certainly changed the day for a number of people, at least as far as Americans are concerned. I think there's a lot of debris and a lot of problems with roadways down in Mexico. Are there problems in San Bernardino County, which is east, north and east a little bit of Los Angeles County? Yep. There are a lot of, there are some trucks that flipped over on Interstate 8, which is an imperial in the inland, in, what they call the Inland Empire. But that's because many truck drivers, I find the younger semi drivers, the ones in their 20s, who you see all the time in snowstorms driving 90 miles an hour in the left-hand lane, and then they jackknife and the truck's destroyed and many of them get killed because they're stupid the way they don't drive. The old seasoned truck drivers, you never see them getting into a mess like that. And that's the same with driving. You drive defensively, and I don't want to make a lecture out of this. I'm just saying that the way you handle things, the way you approach these dangers, the more cautious you are, the less likely you are to be affected by it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And a lot of times people overcorrect. They're distracted. They start veering one way, so they overcorrect and go the opposite way. Next thing you know, they are in an accident. They have caused an accident.
Yep. All right, so what else have we got here? The situation up in Canada with the wildfires burning all across the Northwest Territories. Let's see here. I see things have changed a lot over the weekend. There are 20,000 people that work in this area and live in the area where there was the fire. 236 active wildfires in that region. The Northwest, this reminds me of the Northwest Mounties. All right, you want to, speak, there's another song there. But, all right, for those of you who are dying to hear the song about Santa Catalina, just a little snippet of it, here you go.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina,
you'll be waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. All right, Sarge, you happy that you tuned in? It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boom, boom. So, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, celebrating Monday the 21st of August. All's well that ends well, or kind of ends well. There are things that are over, and there are things that are starting. That's kind of the way it is, like a new week is upon us. And with that, the connection or the excitement around NSYNC reuniting with Justin Timberlake. This is the first time they've done something together for 20 years. Will it be exciting? Will it be death-defying? Will it be the most exciting thing Joey Fatone has done for a long time? Maybe, maybe not. Well, we'll find out. You'll hear the straight from the horse's mouth scoop after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Cause I want you back.
All right, so NSYNC, a moderately unique sound. There were five, and then there were four, right? Isn't that how that worked?
Well, yeah, they kind of all just ended at the same time back in, what was it, 2002? And then the rest of NSYNC, minus Justin Timberlake for the most part, would get together and do different things. A couple of the NSYNC members were recently, within the last few years, were in Vegas with some of the Backstreet Boys members, one of the Boyz II Men members. Mm-hmm. So they've still kind of been doing things.
See,
out
I was
and about.
Confused all of them NSYNC, Boys to Men, Backstreet
Boys.
Yeah, there's
90 Degrees. There was, what was it, the early, late 90s, early aughts was the height of the boy band. It was like, that was the main thing for popular music.
Mm-hmm. So now you have this, the ones like Donnie Wahlberg, who separated himself out, but because of his acting. Justin Timberlake, too, is quite a good actor, I think.
He is. He also had a great solo career as a singer.
Yeah, right. So anyway, under the circumstances, they've released they're about to release a new song, right?
They are for the upcoming movie. Yeah, they're doing a third Trolls installment, Trolls band together. And Justin Timberlake plays one of the lead characters named Branch. And so they are going to release a song all together, all five band members, for the first time in about 20-something years.
Isn't it interesting how people just come up with ideas and it all just falls into place, how people whose mind is in a certain place.
Yeah.
This is something that Justin's involved in, and then, you know, he thinks, okay, well, let's do a song, and they bring... I think it's amazing the way the human mind works.
Mm-hmm. Well, and people have been waiting for this forever. When Justin Timberlake was the Super Bowl halftime show, everyone thought that was going to be a moment where he brought NSYNC up, and he didn't, mm-hmm. and so there was some disappointment there. NSYNC minus Justin Timberlake surprised fans at Coachella a few years ago, alongside with Ariana Grande, filling in mm-hmm. for Justin Timberlake, pretty much.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, I think this will be... I like the sound, Frank. I always like Justin Timberlake and his music. I just like him, frankly. And I guess I have that in common with Jessica Biel, who likes him most of the time, too. Except when he's on the set with other women, and sometimes that becomes a problem. All right, 28 after this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The big boo-boo that so many dog guardians make. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that a pet guardian can make is to use the come command as a correction. How many times have you seen a dog misbehaving and its owner react by calling the dog to come? Then either yelling or even worse, hitting the dog when the dog arrives. Perhaps you're even guilty of this yourself. By doing this, you're teaching your dog to associate come with correction. It's only natural for the dog to avoid or delay her response if correction is implied. It's kind of like when I'd misbehave as a kid, and my mother would say, just wait till your father comes home. Boy, are you going to get it. I guarantee I was nowhere to be found when Dad came through the door. It's the same with our four-footed best friends, and I can't blame them. In other words, in order for the come command to be successful, your dog should have pleasant associations with the word all of the time. So, if the dog is doing something wrong, go to the dog to correct him. Only use the dog's name and call the dog to you when you want to give him a big hug, a big kiss, and just tell him what a wonderful pet he is. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a
very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a, 34 at the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. That's me with my pal Jay Kirshner, who is here to celebrate this Monday. Why is this Monday different than last Monday? Because it's not last Monday, it's today. That's much anything else. Has its own fingerprint, has its own time stamp. So there will be things that will go on today that didn't go on last Monday, didn't go on yesterday, won't go on tomorrow. As a matter of fact, speaking of tomorrow, let's see, today's 21st. 23rd, August 23rd is Wednesday. Guess what happens on Wednesday, Jay?
What? What's happening?
A deep look into the future.
August 23rd.
Yeah, Mercury goes retro again for the, is this the second time? It seems like a third time this year.
Oh, okay.
August 23rd to September 15th, Mercury is in retrograde, so...
So that's why we're feeling some stuff already. Because what is it? Is it the first, the week ahead and
sometimes
the week after
a few days
you have some of those residual effects?
Yeah, sometimes. Yep, it can be.
A lot of it is with communication, so, technology.
Uh-huh. Yep, right. It goes kaboomba. And so, but then there are other people who know how to enjoy it. The last one was pretty tough. They are, depending on where they fall, that is, in what house... I think this one is in a fire sign. I have to remember. Well, we'll talk to Maria Trilogy about it at some point during the whole episodic adventure that we are about to go into. Speaking of that, a lot of schools starting today. Last week, some started in Southern California. My grandson went to third grade. Good God, think about him starting third grade. So he wanted to tell me what went on last week in school. And do it in one sentence. That was his challenge. Perhaps because he was busy doing something when I called. So he said, all right, one sentence only. And so he told me about his teacher. He had five things in the sentence about school. So what about, not one of them had to do with vaccines, but that doesn't mean there aren't people in the news media that want to whip you into submission, or they want to whip you into concern, or, oh, no, if we don't have vaccines, we can't go to school. Well, you can go get a religious exemption, you get the physicals at the beginning of the year, you don't tell the truth on the form, you've got religious exemptions because you don't want your children to have, which all kindergartners are required, up-to-date vaccinations against the measles. Now, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Having a measles vaccination, yep, smallpox,
chickenpox, all those things.
Polio.
COVID is not included in the mandatory vaccinations.
Nope, and shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
However, the numbers around the country show that there are declining rates of immunization. Some of the folks who work for the feds say, I remember what we got when we were kids. It was the MMR shot, measles, mumps, and rubella, plus the polio shot. That was it. That's all we got. And now they're adding all kinds of things. So here's the government, instead of being here to help you, right? Well, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Instead of trying, not to cajole people, it's the hammer, and if you don't do it, you can't go to school. And so what do we do with those children whose parents are paying taxes for them to go to school, and we say they can't go because they're unprotected? Well, in the case of measles, mumps, and rubella, you need to be protected. That's just kind of common sense, because all of those things have been eradicated because of the vaccine. Polio, pretty much the same thing, although Jack Stockwell will disagree with that. One of the doctors we have in Good Day Health, the Good Day Health show, you can hear him every weekend, and on this program you can hear him during the week as well. He thinks that polio was over before the vaccine was put into place. And I can't argue the stats with him, but I can tell you that it seemed to me, when I was a kid growing up, that a lot of people had polio and then they didn't. So whether it was because of the vaccine or because it just ran its course, I know that polio is scary stuff.
Yes.
So you want to have that. So there are 32 states that have seen declines as the school year gets underway. The biggest dip was in Georgia, where rates were down 5%. Let's see here. Alaska is the most compliant. So Georgia is the least compliant. And I use that word advisedly because I don't even like the sound of the word compliant. Yeah, that sounds like some guy trying to lord it over
obedient.
His wife. Yeah, obedient. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So at any rate, the best state, as I say, Alaska. Congratulations to those of you folks up there. Other things that need to be, you need to have a shot for, diphtheria, tetanus, and chicken. Well, we're talking about chicken pox already.
New one. When I was little, we didn't have the chicken pox vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's good. But there are 14 diseases, apparently, that the government says you have to be vaccinated against. And then, so the requirements, however, are not all the same in all states. And so you have to have in many states, I think that these 36 that we're talking about, did I say 36? I think I did say 36, right? 36 states require documentation of immunization. You can't get into kindergarten if you don't show that either you have had the shots or you have a medical or religious exemption. And always the disrespect shown by professionals to people who claim to have a religious exemption. You know what? It's none of your damn business. If somebody wants to claim religious exemption, you know, and you can say, well, what about all the other students and the danger they're putting them in? There's no study anywhere that shows that the religious exemptions have made a difference one way or another, which then calls into question whether or not we need all these vaccines, because if the religious exemption doesn't really make a blip on the screen, then is something else going on here?
Well, I would think because it's such a small percentage of people who don't get it because of religious exemption that it's like they're unlikely to get it because they're surrounded with so many people who do have.
But what are you teaching your children if, in fact, we live in a quote-unquote free society? And people in the greater, you know, then the discussion of what's in the best interest of the greater good or the largest number of people, all that stuff. So you have your daughter or your son, who's what, 4 or 5? When you go into kindergarten, you're 4 now, right? Is that right? Or 5?
5, 6,
five,
I believe.
5 and 6, okay. So your 5-year-old doesn't get a vaccine, and you hear your mother or your father telling the authority in the doctor's office, well, we're Quakers, so we don't take the vaccines. And the child knows you're not a Quaker, and you don't have really a religion. What is that teaching the child?
People shouldn't be lying about it anyway. When it's real, when it truly is a religious situation, I think that should be entirely acceptable. But yeah, don't be lying about that stuff, because it is. Children follow what you are saying. They follow your examples.
Right. But the other side of that is, so you don't need them or you don't want them, and you have a real exemption. You have a real feeling, a strong feeling about this. There are many people in this country today who don't trust the government for good reason. And so this is part of that question. It's hard to know what's the, you know, on one side of the line or the other side of the line. I don't trust the government for much of anything anymore, even though it's supposed to be here to help, supposed to be benevolent, but it isn't. And I guess the mandating of some of these vaccines is a pretty good example of it. Or certainly, excuse me, the way we were cowed into taking the vaccine for COVID. You know, there's a new variant around. Last night at dinner, I went to my sister's, my niece and some of her family were there, so we decided we'd have a quick dinner. And so we were talking about these, you know, the things that are mandated and what you have to do versus what you really want to do, I guess. And there's just so much control. You must do this. So are we in a free society anymore? The conspiratorialists will tell you, nope. There are other countries that are much more free. Go to Switzerland. Anyway, we can have that debate until the cows come home. And by the way, my cows are home, and they think they're okay. Got a couple of them got out over the weekend.
Oh, no. What happened?
They find a... The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Come on. And so there's a couple of cows. I have in my sanctuary, because I have cows that I raise Jersey replacement heifers for dairy cows. And then I have a half a dozen cows in the sanctuary. And we have a cow named Mr. Beef. And Mr. Beef is, as you can imagine from his name, he's one of the sanctuary cows that will live forever on the farm. Mr. Beef is a big Holstein steer. And Mr. Beef is very gentle, but Mr. Beef, when he wants to go somewhere, not many people get in his way. And he wanted to, and we have this farm, the pasture I use across the street from the farm, behind a big old red barn. And it's a 5-rail fence, not 3, it's 5. And so he decided that he wanted to get some grass on that other side of the fence. So away he went. And the other cows did not follow him, which is usually the cows, when one gets out, the rest of them will follow. But not that Mr. Beef was on his own. And he came readily when we brought some feed over to that over into that pasture. He was all on it, man. Let's go back into the pasture.
Little did he know, he was just trying to get that feed. He knew.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We've talked about the hurricane that wasn't. There's a lot of there's damage, but it is. That's what happens. And so now we have the. My son said to me, "Hey, Dad, there was an earthquake up in Ojai." I was talking to him last night, and sure enough, 5.1 magnitude earthquake. This is sort of an inland area. It's up in the growing part. I wouldn't say it's Southern California. It's sort of mid-state, in a manner of speaking. So they had the hurricane. People saying, "What's going on? My God, the world is coming apart. Hurricanes, earthquakes. Good God, look at all this." So anyway, it was down 14 miles. Some aftershocks happened with the, let's see here, the magnitude was 5.1, so that's moderate. And the aftershocks were about a 3 on the Richter scale. The National Emergency Notification System alerted everybody to that. And speaking of that, the emergency management guy who defended his decision not to raise the sirens, the noise, the sound of the sirens during the wildfire, he's taken the long walk on a short pier.
He resigned.
This is not for him. I'm sure the mayor said, "Resign or I'm going to fire you." Well, so I love it when the mayor accepted the resignation.
They could have saved lives because, I get the idea behind if the sirens sound, people are going to think it's a tsunami or a tidal wave or whatever. But at the same time, people are intelligent enough that if they see this and they start to leave the house, if they need to go to higher ground, so they'll turn on the news, they'll look at their phones for updates and anything. And if they just walked outside of their house, they would see what was going on. It would have still alerted people to the fact that something is going on, even if they are typically used for one point thing.
This is an example of a public official who drinks the Kool-Aid. And so in this circumstance, it was ridiculous. It was annoying. It wasn't the proper use of the facilities, any number of things. And so I think that that's appropriate. And now we watch what happens with the cleanup. That continues to be a focus, by the way. This is Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your ears. This is Good Day, August 21st. Today, in our food, farm, and family department, it is National Goat Cheese Day. Actually, the beginning of Goat Cheese Month, or I think August is Goat Cheese Month. That started back in August of 1998, Jay, by the American Cheese Society. What a surprise that they started it, right?
Yeah.
They
like,
wanted.
Hey, have you heard about this thing? It's not just from cows, it's from goats. It's really cool, really delicious.
The sheep milk, you can make it too. There's all kinds of cheeses, but goat cheese people seem to like. Benefits of goat cheese are legion, founded by Dr. Frank Kozolowski, a prof at Cornell University. Yeah, he had done a number of research articles and books on the subject of cheese. His expertise and enthusiasm for the field, I'm looking at the website now, led him to establish the American Cheese Society. Where would we be without that, boys and girls, right? Anyway, so the growing cheese industry, you go to a supermarket, find those cheeses everywhere. My sister and, who was it? Oh, no, my daughter. And opened my mind to, I don't usually like cheese, or if I do, it's like the cow American cheese stuff that you put on a cheese sandwich. I'm not a connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. Probably not a connoisseur of much of anything except ice cream. But anyway, the goat's milk is poor man's cow's milk, apparently. And maybe that goes the same for cheeses. The Moors... which the more the, if you go into the history of Spain, France, Portugal, those areas, that's the Moors came over from Africa in 8 A.D. And that's they brought the goat cheese with them. They brought the goats with them anyway. And I don't know that they made them because you have to have some kind of the ability to keep it cool, I think, right? Amongst other things, don't you have to have, cheese doesn't be. We used to make raw cheese on the farm,
mm-hmm.
and it would be all moldy, and people thought it was a delicacy. I thought it was gross.
Well, that's what like blue cheese slash gorgonzola is. That the blue part's all the mold and everything.
Gross.
Well, goat cheese isn't. Goat cheese is the one. It doesn't. It's always a soft cheese. It doesn't get hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it? You couldn't prove it by me. I don't have goats around, but I know it's been around for 9,000 years. So hopefully the cheese you have today, that may be a goat cheese, wasn't first produced 9,000 years ago. So enjoy maybe the ideas we presented here. We'll give people thought, oh, let's see, I want to try some goat cheese. You should try some different stuff just to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, it's strong. It's good.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's get to our, here we have the allergy of the day and the recall of the day. Stonewall Kitchens of York, Maine, recalling their peanut butter meat, I was going to say meatballs. No, wait a minute, Doug. Peanut butter malt balls. Huh? What is a malt ball? Malt is made out of malt, where you put peanut butter and malt. Malt is a wheat product, I think, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
It's, what is it? The, like, when you get those milkshakes and you get the malts or whatever, and then there's the malt balls that, it's those little chocolate balls and they put the malt in it.
Right. They're not like matzo balls, anyway.
It's a little, it's a, like a candy dessert kind of thing. Yeah. A little candy.
So this product is all over the Northeast. Its name is Peanut Butter Malt Ball. And, they've got, it's packaged in clear plastic, has a white label. They say, the folks at the company say, they haven't experienced any problems or received any complaints, no injuries, no illnesses. The issue was something that they were on allergy alert in the production facility,
uh-huh.
so that's why they have said, bring it back to the store. I don't find this a big grievance, frankly.
Well, if you know what you're getting, it's undeclared soy, wheat, and peanuts in a peanut butter malt bowl. So if you know what the product is, it's obviously peanut is in the name of it. There's peanuts in it. It's malt balls. Malt,
why
like you said,
it?
Comes kind of, yeah, it's not malt. It's not gluten-free. I would think that the one big one would be soy, the hidden soy in it.
Yeah.
But they're all
right,
undeclared.
Story of a black teenager who was stunned. She was sent home from her job at Chick-fil-A because of her hair color. Autumn Williams, her name, didn't understand why she was pulled from her counter position, told by a supervisor her hair color violated Chick-fil-A's dress code. Man, you talk about ignoramuses. Listen to this. She is, sometimes, black youngsters or black people have blonde hair. It's not frequent, but this was her natural hair color, and she got fired by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, there's a, the thing about the guy who runs Chick-fil-A that annoys liberals, because he's so blatantly right of center, and, you know, he's also very religious, or closed the store on Sunday, yada, yada, yada. But this was grievous. She got a new job, but Chick-fil-A looked really bad when it came to this. Not a reason not to go have a chicken sandwich there, but still, it kind of, the tones were kind of racist from the manager of the store. All right, so there's that.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.